بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had commenced the discussion pertaining to the Battle of Tabuk, which was amongst the final expeditions that were undertaken by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which took place in the 9th year after Hijrah. And as we had mentioned, this was a very challenging expedition, a very arduous journey. The climate or the weather was unfavorable. Likewise, the economic conditions at the time were also unfavorable. It was the time of the annual harvest, and those who would take part in this expedition would miss the opportunity to harvest their crops. So there would have been economic loss for them as well. And in the previous few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cautioned, particularly the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, that if you do not give support to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you do not join him, then Allah does not need your support. Allah has already sent his assistance and his help to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah then made mention of the incident of the hijrah itself, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu were in the cave, and Allah's help, Allah's assistance came to them, despite them not having a large army with them. So the warning is sounded to the munafiqeen, to the hypocrites, that whether you are with or not, Allah's help will still come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, the caravan of Islam will reach its destination. Whether you want to be a part of it or not, that is your decision. Now Allah addresses Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and speaks about the condition of these hypocrites, that لو كان عرضا قريبا وسفرا قاصدا لاتبعوك. That had it been that the gains or the profits were within reach, and had the journey been an easy journey, then they would have come along with you. So had they known that there was booty to be gained, and it was within reach, it was easy to attain, and the journey also was an easy journey, then they would have come along with you. وَلَكِنْ بَعُدَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الشُّقَّةِ. But in this particular expedition, the journey seemed too distant, too far for them. وَسَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And then Allah says that these people will continue swearing by Allah, taking oaths in Allah's name, that لَوِ اسْتَطَعْنَا لَخَرَجْنَا مَعَكُمْ. That had we had the ability, if we were able, we would have come out with you. So they will try to make you believe that they have not joined you because they did not have the ability. But in reality, this is but a lie, and they did not join because they deemed it too difficult. So in speaking these lies, يُهْلِكُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ. They are destroying themselves. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. And Allah knows well that they have spoken lies. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now corrects Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we find that these minor corrections are found in a few places in the Quran where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had exercised his ijtihad, his reasoning, and he made a particular decision, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make a minor correction that you could have done something that was better. But how does Allah commence this verse? By saying, عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْكَ. That Allah has already overlooked any minor errors of yours. Of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is free from sin, free from making any real error or mistake. But what is meant here is that there was something that would have been an even better decision. So you may have made the correct decision, but there was a decision that would have been even more favorable or more profitable, more beneficial. So Allah has already overlooked it. Allah has forgiven your slip up or your minor lapse in concentration. And then Allah corrects him. لِمَا أَذِنْتَ لَهُمْ. That, O Nabi of Allah, when these hypocrites had come to you, offering various excuses to you, that we are unable to come forth, etc., do you give us permission to remain behind? Then why did you give them permission? حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. And why did you not wait until the matter would have become clear to you? Who are those speaking the truth? وَتَعْلَمَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And who are those who are lying in these excuses that they are giving to you? So you should have rather waited for a short while, and the excuse would have now become clear, that these are the ones who are have a valid excuse, and these are the ones who are merely speaking lies. And why would this have been better for you? Because in this way, their hypocrisy would have now been fully exposed. Mufassirin have mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted their excuses initially. Why? Because he felt that either perhaps he genuinely believed them, or more likely he knew that they were speaking lies, but he felt that these people who are hypocrites, who do not want to be with us, then perhaps it would be better if they don't join and they stay at home, rather than them joining us and then we have to worry about them backstabbing us during the expedition. So therefore he accepted all of the excuses and he allowed them to remain behind. But here Allah is saying that you should have just waited for a short while before giving them permission, and then the hypocrisy would have become known to all. This would have been a better decision to make. Then Allah explains, لَا يَسْتَأْذِنُكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Those who have true belief in Allah and in the last day will never come to ask permission from you, and يُجَاهِدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ, to avoid striving with their wealth and their lives. They will never come to make excuses and to try and stay back. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُتَّقِينَ. And Allah knows well those who are truly conscious of Him. Who are the ones who will come to make excuses? إِنَّمَا يَسْتَأْذِنُكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. It is only those who do not believe in Allah in the last day. وَارْتَابَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And their hearts are full of doubt. فَهُمْ فِي رَيْبِهِمْ يَتَرَدَّدُونَ. And because of this doubt, they are uncertain. They are wavering between truth and falsehood. They are the ones who will come to ask your permission to stay back, to remain behind. And they will offer various types of excuses to you. وَلَوْ أَرَادُوا الْخُرُوجِ لَأَعَدُّوا لَهُ عُدَّةً. And here proving that these people were merely making excuses. They were not genuinely in need of remaining behind. Allah says that had they had a true intention to come out, then لَأَعَدُّوا لَهُ عُدَّةً. They would have made the necessary preparations. They would have tried their best to join you. وَلَكِنْ كَرِيهَ اللَّهُمْ بِعَاثَهُمْ. Now Allah mentions the true reason for these hypocrites being left behind. It is not because they didn't want to join. Of course, they didn't want to join. They didn't want to give their life, their time, their wealth. But there is a deeper reason behind it. Why did they get left behind? كَرِيهَ اللَّهُمْ بِعَاثَهُمْ. Allah was not pleased with them going forth. Allah did not want them to go forth. In other words, Allah did not accept them. فَثَبَّطَهُمْ. So He kept them back. وَقِيلَ قُعُدُوا مَعَ الْقَاعِدِينَ. And it was then said to them that you now remain with those who are remaining behind. So this teaches us that on one hand, when a person shows a lack of interest to put himself forth when it comes to any dini matters, when it comes to any dini obligations or requirements of the time, in this case it was going forth in jihad for the battle of Tabuk. But likewise, by extension, we can understand any other particular dini need of the time. When there is a need for a person to go forth to give his life, his time, his wealth, and he now lacks the courage, or he is not interested in going forth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a point comes where Allah also decides that I will not give this person divine ability, I will not grant him tawfiq, and I don't want him to be a part of this dini endeavor. Allah will then keep the person behind. In this way, a person becomes completely deprived. So here we are speaking about the hypocrites, but together with that, we can take stock of ourselves when it comes to the level of our iman. How much do we push ourselves to spend time in dini endeavors, in dini requirements and obligations, whether it be going out in the path of Allah, whether it be some welfare work that is required, whether it be some learning, teaching, whatever it may be, some dini requirement of the time, we should try our utmost best to prepare and to put ourselves forth, and then we make dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.